Ferry and Ponderay were among the smaller counties granted variances by the state. They can go beyond what other counties can allow. That includes small group camping and social gatherings. Manufacturing businesses can reopen and more construction is allowed. Domestic workers can go back to cleaning. Some retail stores can open on a limited basis. Real estate and other office-based professionals can get back to work. So can barbers, hairstylists, and pet groomers. And restaurants and taverns can open with limited capacity. Those counties were eligible because they met a series of conditions, including no new COVID cases for the last 3 weeks. Stevens County hasn't been cleared to move ahead yet, but is close to meeting the state's requirements.
Our 21 days is the 11th, so I'm hopeful that we will hear either on the 11th or 12th that we're granted.
That's Stevens County Commissioner Wes McCart.
It seems ridiculous to me that we're allowing certain businesses to stay open, even Walmarts and some of the retail and hardware stores are open, but yet some of my little businesses that you wouldn't have near as much contact in are being closed. It makes no sense.
Even if Stevens County receives its variance this week, McCart says he's frustrated that certain businesses eligible to open in phase two of the state's four-phase opening plan won't be allowed to open immediately. The state says it will first issue guidelines for specific industries, and it means those companies may have to wait a few more days to open their doors. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.